Track 14. Celebrating 60 years this summer, Worstead Festival transforms a quiet village into a buzzing celebration of rural life, community spirit and local talent. And its all-volunteer team is determined the show will go on for generations to come.
There is a moment each summer when the quiet North Norfolk village of Worstead transforms. For one weekend, this village of around 1,000 people becomes a vibrant hub welcoming more than 10,000 visitors. This year, that transformation carries extra significance as Worstead Festival marks its 60th anniversary, a milestone that speaks not only of longevity, but to the enduring strength of community spirit. Current chair, Jane Bond, has been involved in the festival for many years and has been at the helm for nearly a decade. I started off when I was a child doing pony rides, she says, and then got involved again when I moved back to the village about 15 years ago. It's an amazing milestone to get to 60 years, she continues. We like to call ourselves Norfolk's biggest village festival. And nobody's contested that yet, she adds with a laugh. While technically there have not been 60 individual festivals, with recent years interrupted by the pandemic, the sense of history remains deeply rooted. The event began in 1966, on the very day England won the World Cup, and was originally created to raise funds for repairs to the village striking St Mary's Church. The church remains at the heart of everything. One of the largest in the region, even bigger than Norwich's St Peter Mancroft, it stands as a reminder of Worstead's historic importance in the wool trade. It's a magnificent building, says Jane. As you approach the village, the first thing you see is the tower. It's quite spectacular. It's very much the centre of the village and of the festival. Over the decades, Worstead Festival has evolved and has even welcomed royalty. The Queen Mother visited one year. But its purpose has remained consistent, to bring people together and give back. Funds raised have supported everything from building the village hall to ongoing grants for local charities and community projects. Treasurer Jenny Gubbins says the scale that support continues to surprise. Last year we gave around £37,000 in grants, which is a lot of money for a small village festival, she explains. Beneficiaries range from the local food bank and first responders to schools, community groups, sports clubs and church repair projects. We focus on local causes within Worstead and the surrounding area, and particularly capital projects that make a lasting difference. Despite its growth, the festival has consciously resisted becoming too commercial. Around 15 years ago, a shift in direction brought the focus back to its rural roots. It had got a bit too big and was losing its identity, Jane explains. So we made a real effort to bring it back to being a traditional village festival, celebrating local crafts and community. That ethos is evident throughout the weekend. Visitors will find dozens of carefully curated stalls with an emphasis on local makers and producers. Under the banner Made in Worstead, craftspeople showcase everything from pottery and crochet to blacksmithing and artwork. There's something special about supporting people from your own area, says Jane. We're very lucky to have so many talented makers locally. Food is another highlight, with a strong Norfolk flavour running through the programme. A large food marquee hosts demonstrations from respected local chefs, while producers offer everything from artisan cheeses to wines and candies chutney. We've got incredible food producers in Norfolk, says Jenny. The food tents is always a big draw. The festival is also designed to be accessible. Entry remains deliberately affordable. £10 for adults, £15 for a weekend ticket, and free for children under 16, with much of what's on offer included in the price. We want it to be a proper family day out, Jane says. People can bring a picnic if they want, and once they're in, there's a huge amount to enjoy without extra cost. That includes a packed programme of entertainment. Attractions manager Kevin Geary plays a central role in shaping the lineup. We've got something for everyone, he says, from BMX acrobats and outlaws Wild West stunt show to heavy horses and dog agility. Heavy horses in particular are a long-standing favourite, appearing in full regalia and drawing big crowds for their performances. The dog show brings its own brand of unpredictability and humour, especially during the popular lure racing, where dogs, not always obediently, chase a target across the field. There is also live music throughout the weekend. This year's acts include the Booze Brothers and Agent Orange, alongside a five-mile run on the Friday night organised by North Norfolk Beach Runners that has become an increasingly important part of the festival. St Mary's Church hosts its own programme of events, including choirs, a flower festival, teas and raffles, offering a chance to pause and soak in the setting. Behind the scenes, the scale of the operation is considerable. Planning for each festival begins almost as soon as the previous one ends. We have to book marquees and equipment straight away, Jane explains. If we don't, we risk not getting them. Planning ramps up after Christmas, and before you know it, the festival is just weeks away. In the days leading up to the event, the transformation is dramatic. We start setting up on the Wednesday, she says. By the weekend, the whole village is a hive of activity. Then by Monday afternoon, it's all gone again, back to a quiet village. What makes it all possible is the volunteer workforce at its core. It's an incredible achievement, says Jane. Everyone involved gives their time freely, and that's something I'm immensely proud of. For many, involvement begins almost by accident. Former chairman Simon Cole, who has been part of the festival for around 30 years, recalls how simply moving to the village drew him in. Someone introduced themselves over the fence, and before I knew it, I was involved, he laughs. That sense of openness remains key to the festival's future, and there is a strong push to encourage young volunteers to get involved. It's a great way to gain experience, Jane says. Whether you're interested in events, marketing or hospitality, there are real skills to be learned here. Simon agrees. We want it to thrive, and that means bringing in the next generation. It's our legacy to the village. For some, that journey has already begun. Younger volunteers are taking on significant roles, from managing food areas to helping shape the festival's digital presence, gaining valuable experience along the way. And while the work is demanding, we're all absolutely shattered afterwards, Jane admits. The rewards are clear. You look out over the field full of happy people enjoying themselves, and there's nothing quite like it, she says. It's a wonderful feeling to know you've helped make that happen. Worsted Festival is on the 25th of July and the 26th. Find out more at worstedfestival.org.